Seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation. I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
No, I know.
Nestled deep in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Ranger Brad, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
All right, we are here once again.
We are?
Yes, we are. Some of us are. And now... all of us are.
You just now read that?
Yeah, sorry. I got a real bad delay time going here.
Mine's worse.
You didn't announce the date.
Voice the date is the 18th of, what is this, May?
Yep. So, and we have Alvin of the Chipmunks here with us this evening.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Logan. This is Logan, my son. He's 3 years old.
So
all right, all right. There. Are you happy?
Yes. Evil.
What a crybaby.
Well, let's see. We have to make the announcement because we really mean it this time. Scarlett Salem. It's
actually on the show.
On the show.
Lies.
It's a miracle.
It's the truth.
Lies.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll just go right back to this.
No.
That'll teach your ass.
That's great.
Screw with me.
Baxter finally did it.
So anyway, let's talk a little bit about why weren't you here last week, Brian?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was getting some silly award from the Colorado Canine or Police Canine Association.
So you were getting, were you sniffing stuff out for the police?
Exactly.
Or?
He was psychically aiding the police.
Yeah, I was psychically aiding with the police dogs.
Awesome.
I don't even remember what the award's called. The community.
But they honored you.
Something or other, blah, blah, blah.
They fed him,
the,
too.
The blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they fed
him.
Me.
Mm-hmm. That's a real honor.
Yeah. That's better than a plaque.
Guy Incognito doesn't believe Scarlett was on the show.
Well,
I think maybe you should put up some bet.
Well, you want to make a bet?
Yeah, this is kind of in the can. So.
Yeah, this is for
it.
Real.
He didn't even have enough money to tip the guy.
he's heard what you've done to Logan's voice. So,
yeah,
you know, I can
voice.
See why he might have trouble believing.
Oh, not the voice.
See, just keep screwing with me, dude. And this is what it's going to be all night long.
You know, I had all sorts of important paranormal stuff to talk about today, and it's evaded me.
It's evaded you.
Is it the voice?
Now, you know, that was something funny as I was listening to that UFO blathering on podcast. He said that he's certified in hypnotherapy, which I thought was silly. But he said he has to be careful not to use
the voice
that he uses for regression because he might set off everybody that listens to the show.
Yeah, that's...
I wonder what that would cause when they regret.
Mass regression.
Mass regret?
Yeah, mass regret.
I get that every time I listen to that show. It's worse than this one.
Well, I'm impressed that you bothered to listen to others.
Right. I don't really look at it as listening to others. I look at it as collecting evidence.
You know, your voice is not going to get any better. It's the not plugged in.
It's grandma.
I think he did that on purpose.
No, she'll have to listen on the podcast. So
he has a light. Thing.
Yeah. Yay! I get to play with mine. See everybody. Ooh.
Yeah, I can hear it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's. Okay.
Watch out, man. You'll burn your eyebrows off.
That's science gone bad.
Yep, that's pretty true. So you got honored. Nator, what was your deal? Why weren't you here last week?
I was a stand-in. No, that was another day. Why wasn't I here on Monday? Oh, I had to go to the meeting to learn how I was supposed to be in. I was involved in government-level stuff. We're talking black ops with helicopters. Ah, it's awesome. Yeah. There were hot guns on the scene. You know the difference, right, between a hot gun and
a not hot gun? Voice.
Yeah, right? A hot gun means the cop may be pulled off to a real call, so he's got to keep a hot gun with him.
No, they were guarding us.
From what?
There could have been people who were going to interfere with the operation.
So if so they have a hot glue gun?
They had live ammo.
What you're telling me is if they're in the middle of an exercise and I decide to come over and start up trouble, I'm going to get shot?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes. Yes, but that's why we did it on a military base. To keep strange people who would not understand what was going on from accidentally wandering.
Well, he
wasn't there, so it worked. That's true. But I got to be behind the Unabomber, which was a lot of fun.
I'm working on some stuff.
Ooh, I have two fans.
No, I didn't break nothing.
Do I have any fans?
I was actually missed.
You don't have any fans, dude. Don't worry about it.
So, and it was a multi-city exercise, so it also involved Colorado Springs.
Wow.
And it was a multi-day exercise. They still had stuff.
Colorado Springs in Denver?
Yes, Colorado Springs in Denver. And I got to be in a CSI photo.
Oh.
Which was about all I got to be in. Because they didn't even give me makeup.
Isn't that cool?
Since I was a dead person.
Oh,
they didn't think I needed any.
Any makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy about that part. And so I was dead for 2 hours.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Much. That was
for 2 hours.
I was dead for 2 hours, filling in for one of our firemen.
All right. Well, there we go.
Because he got to get back up and play.
So you're as good as a dead fireman is what you're saying.
I'm as good as a dead fireman. I still have my tags.
All right.
Does it say dead fireman?
Yeah. Well, it says dead first responder.
Oh. What are you looking at?
Change it back.
But I did. All right. There you go.
Yeah, it's back.
Okay. So, well, that's pretty cool. So you guys had fun stuff that you were doing, and I didn't.
So. Well, you did the show.
Yeah, it wasn't any fun.
I was making fun of it.
They said it was very good. I'm sure that's what they said.
They said it was very good.
It's good making fun of you.
They were using quotey fingers. But
it's very good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, you know, I think the show was decent.
I love my fans.
Why?
Because
they like me better than you.
So I have a technical question here. How long are we talking to her Scarletness?
How long are we talking to her?
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking to her right now.
I know, but like how long?
About 32 minutes or so.
Okay. You know, one thing I have noticed about her.
What's that?
That accent just pops through.
The Minnesota.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it sounds like I'm in Fargo.
Yeah.
Just for a second, and then it's back to normal again.
But she has California endings on it. So she does that California up.
Mm-hmm. That might just be the blonde.
No,
Yeah, that's just Valley Girl
I've
kicking
heard a
in.
Lot of, yeah.
But, yeah, she does. She totally has the Minnesota thing going, don't you know?
Bouncing over here.
I see that.
What'd you do?
Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
I'm not doing anything. I have
what?
Software
breaking
update.
It.
Not now.
Just, yeah, see? You're breaking it.
I'm not
insulted
it.
Half the audience and alienated the rest. Right on.
When?
Go Baxter.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you ate fun of me.
I haven't heard it yet,
man. Making
dude.
Fun of you. Where you
yeah.
He even has it up, which I'm a little suspicious why he got that one up in archive so quick.
Why is that suspicious?
Because usually...
Will you shut up about the magazine? It's not funny.
I'm laughing. She's laughing.
Well, yeah, I was.
All right, mouse voice for both of you.
not the mouse voice.
The torture is the mouse voice.
All right, yeah. Well then, but that won't stop me from talking, and then you're just torturing your audience.
Yeah.
And is that really what you want to do?
We already know I don't give a crap about the audience, so.
Yeah,
that got
established.
Apparently. That was established last week. So yeah, the reason Logan is here is because of the fact that he...
Wow, live on camera even. Play it up, man. This could be it.
All those years of abuse.
Now you sound like a wussy. Let's see here. Let's make you sound a little tougher.
Okay, you're on a roll.
Okay.
What you got?
Yeah, when we were, you know, at Skeptic Camp listening to Intelligence, Logan ran over to the Woo Fest.
Unintelligence.
Yeah. Yeah, the Woo Camp and...
In a church.
you sound like you had something wrong with your throat there, dude. That just sounds dumb. So, anyway, so I was going to have you talk just a little bit about how the Romanek lecture went, because you got to be there for that whole thing. So go ahead.
Boy, there was some dead air, wasn't there?
I don't want to relive it.
Okay, well, that's the last time you're on this show. That's all I can say.
He's taken that shower and moved on.
So, yeah, what do you have to say about it?
Oh, well, hold on. Can I load some questions just for the legal suit later?
Yes.
Okay. You actually got to see the full Alien in the Window video, correct?
Uncut?
Yes. Uncut.
At least that's what I think.
How long, approximately, do you think it lasted?
I don't know. I'm not good with time.
An eternity?
Yeah.
Seemed like it.
Was it more than 15 seconds?
It felt like it, yes. It was probably...
Is it more than what you've seen on the YouTube video that we didn't steal the video for that we've been accused of?
Yes.
Okay.
It had his very funny little dance.
It had its little acting dance at the
yes.
end.
Yes. Okay. In the beginning, it had him stand up at the camera, "Oh, I'm going to the bathroom now," and walk, walk, walk.
And then he showed the alien in the kitchen video again.
Mm, yes.
And his bad acting
Grandpa
with
Gray.
That.
Now, see, that's an interesting thing, because we were told that he was not going to be showing that video anymore because...
He still believes that video.
Well, that's great, but the reason he wasn't going to show it is because...
Looks too fake.
It looked too fake.
Right.
So
and
now he's showing
and
it
Audrey
again.
Had said that it was somebody messing with him.
Right.
He said that he still believes it's an alien.
And I think probably the biggest one of the bunch, did he say that he believes he killed someone?
Yes.
Okay.
He thinks he killed someone?
He thinks he killed someone.
So
not
he's
an
announced?
Alien.
No.
He thinks he's murdered somebody.
Let me explain this to you. It used to be some people showed up in a black van because he'd moved to Colorado Springs and roughed him up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
They like.
Oh, yes.
I think even at one point he said he'd broken his nose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they show up. He turns into Superman and whips out his bicycle chain and starts pulling the old
that he carries with
kung
him.
Fu on him.
Yeah. Right. He Jackie Chans him.
And yeah, he Jackie Chans him to death. He ends up with a busted nose and a broken rib, and they had to haul off the other guy because he'd been killed. So, wouldn't you think that...
severely knocked out.
Okay, but let's assume that he thinks this person is dead, because that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think that there'd be, like, a issue with him killing somebody?
Yeah.
No.
I guess it was an evil government clone, so it wasn't human, but...
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is now he's announcing in a public forum that I think I killed... Yeah, in a church, that I've killed someone.
Well, he didn't. That's a good point. He announced it in a church.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So it's, I don't know. It's very bizarre.
He confessed.
Yeah, it's a matter of confession, so he doesn't have to worry about it, I guess.
Well, what I thought was funny because he says he bought this very expensive bike lock chain that he uses, and you know, he just grabbed that because he thinks his bike is really important and special.
He just happens to be walking home.
Yeah.
Walking.
Well, this is
home.
A man who just happens to carry a camera all the time.
Yeah.
So he can take you know,
blurry
video.
Pictures.
Right.
Well, what I don't get with the
peeking
alien,
around corners.
With the alien in the window is he actually goes and checks, you know, after it kind of goes back down, he goes to check, what was that? Why doesn't he grab the camera to check, too?
Yeah,
because then you would have seen the dude down there holding it up.
Right.
And also,
I just can't picture that Nerf football running across the yard the way he said it does. Yeah, I just hard to picture Stewie, you know,
running across. You know, that was an interesting comment they made on Family Guy last night.
What's that?
Was they were talking about Stewie, and he was actually on the dollar bill at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, and that's quite an interesting profile.
Yeah.
And they're like, we didn't think about that when we were drawing.
But his EMF video.
Oh, EMF. That's back too?
Oh, yeah. It actually has another one where he's sitting right in front of the chair.
Really?
Little thing right here.
Really? Breaking news, people.
And, you know, he was talking in his lecture, actually, who said he, you know, I wish I could have done that better. You know, it would be better if I just put it on the table and let it go by itself. And,
no, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's still affected, but yeah, that's
I
pretty
I wish
funny.
I would have thought of that
if he would have put it in a nice, you know, heavily
so he
screened dog cage
it.
And then yeah. that and talk to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, if we had a Faraday cage, we'd be good.
I think you need to invite him to training.
I think we need to invite
Why
him to.
Why does that
to...
keep popping up? I think you broke it.
Yeah, I don't know, but we're just going to pretend like it's
we
not.
We need to invite him to that Kool-Aid party we're having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't drink
or
Kool-Aid.
Or a blanket party.
Yeah, that's. He's had the blanket party, and he blankets back, apparently. So.
Well, should we...
What I don't understand, though, is the whole thing of... Poor, pitiful me. I'm little. I'm weak. And now all of a sudden,
I don't understand anything.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden, he's Superman wielding a chain. And
well, isn't that in his book?
Is
that in his book?
Yeah, it's in his book.
About
right?
the chain.
Yeah.
And the murder.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's all in the book.
It's in print too.
It's in print.
So Stan Romanek killed somebody, people, and he admits to it twice, apparently.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is that he's now a champion bodybuilder.
That's true. Bodybuilder,
bike racer.
For someone who has severe dyslexia, he can read very well.
Oh, he said he was reading the screens just perfect.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Perfectly.
No.
Well, I don't know. I've seen the spelling in his book. He may be dyslexic.
Yeah.
Well, now, being a good typist
is
very different.
That's true.
Yes.
That he's not. Well, of course, probably Danilek that typed it.
And you finished the book, right?
No.
No.
Oh.
I didn't like 4 hours. He's had it for 2 weeks. And
well, you know.
Are you dyslexic?
I must be.
There are a lot of creepy old guys at his lecture.
Oh,
I
yes.
I had one almost there. Buy me the book.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, hi, little boy, can I buy you a book?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I had to almost hit him with a stick to get him away.
Jeez. And,
well, the
I had
thing
to
is...
I the bike chain.
Now, what did you say to him? When he said, hi, little boy, what did you say?
Help.
Right. Did you have your little help button so you could call?
My little clicker.
That's right.
Wow.
There's my dad.
Oh, Romanek's got seven reviews on Amazon.
I need to go read them.
No,
a 5 out of 5.
No.
Well, yeah, we need to go start reviewing that. Hey, everybody that's in the chat room, go review Messages on Amazon, Stan Romanek.
Anybody know if it's available on Kindle?
Nope, it's not. I tried.
It's probably too deep down.
Don't read it.
Well, it's
horrible.
Yeah, don't read the book. Read the other reviews and review them. That's what you can do.
This review sucks book. That sucks.
About halfway into your review, go, this book sucks. Is the same old thing and all of this, and apparently it's the Kool-Aid crowd reading it anyway. Look at the previous reviews.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's not that impressive, though. If all of his friends, he only got 7.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, but I notice it's dropping in price something fierce.
Is it really already?
How much is it now?
$11.
What a ripoff. That old guy almost bought it for me for 20.
Oh, yeah, because at the lecture it's going to be full price.
Yeah.
Fully
very
sucked.
Entertaining. A quick read. Actually, I need to read one of these. Hold on. Because one of these reviews, I think, sums it up beautifully.
Sucks.
It's better than that.
Really sucks?
Let's see.
Really,
here it is.
Really sucks?
Yeah. Here. a kid's review. So we're talking about a kid playing with
you
this
want to read
book
it
here. Yeah, there you go. I must admit the book was interesting, but it should be taken for what it is, a story with no proof at all, just like 100 more cases in the UFO contactee circle. There is no secret information revealed in this book, and everything about the alien technology that is revealed could have been looked up in an 8th grade science book. This book is not the world's most documented contact story. I don't even think it belongs in the top 10. Nice cover. I think that's the reason why I purchased it. In any event, if you like fantasy and sci-fi stories, you may enjoy this book, but remember, it's just one story out there of many, and they are all different. So who has the real truth and contact with these so-called aliens?
That's a good one.
That's a kid.
Yeah, so that doesn't
well,
even sound
like a
kid.
Well, he just says that's a kid. Yeah, we don't know.
Well, it could be like, you know, Billy the Kid. You know.
It could be a very precocious, very advanced
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, it could be. Could
I
be.
Have met a few who could write that well at about 5.
Don't look at me. I can't do that
I know
now.
You can't. That's why I'm looking at you.
Hey, well, you're right.
So why can't you be more like people she knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of these reviews go, having read the book and seen several of Stan's presentations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Well, should we get the Scarlet interview going?
You did not interview Scarlet. You did not. It is a
figment of your imagination.
So, we've about ready to do this then?
Stop it.
See, that's why I don't think you should be showing your prowess Stop with it. The voice modification and then play Scarlet.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to make it hard for the people to believe.
You were here.
I still don't know.
So I pre-recorded nothing and just her responses. And
no,
then
no. I still don't know that it is
it.
Her.
Well, you stop it. Stop this.
I am assuming it is her because I believe you,
whoa.
Baxter.
Whoa,
if
whoa,
you had
whoa,
trust
whoa,
in
whoa,
me,
whoa.
You wouldn't bring whoa. Bringing up these distrust
issues. We have issues, people.
What do we have?
Somebody who apparently knows him very well says, I am looking forward to Stan's next book.
Yes, I'm sure they are. So what's the next book?
And he's from Denver, so he's probably in the know. Oh, God.
So what's the next book going to be about?
Warning, people, there's going to be another one.
Does he have a cape?
That's because
this
he's done so well with this one.
I wonder how many people have bought it.
Well, doesn't it say in the ranking how far up it's ranked?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that there's...
billion.
There's probably at least 20.
Last interview.
Oh, my God.
So,
the last review is by somebody named Victoria Albright.
Ah.
Go figure.
All right, let's do
Claude
this.
Swanson.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, we ready?
We're nauseous. Keep going.
Let's do this.
Let's talk to her.
Yeah. All right. All right, so we're getting ready to call Scarlet for the
of course,
the long-awaited interview.
Right, the hopefully soon-to-be-real interview.
Notice the domain name it's sitting on.
So yeah, Brian's playing with the police department website.
Do they know
website,
it's sitting on that?
Yeah.
They don't mind.
They don't care.
All right.
The chief of police is completely happy.
Okay.
Right. The city manager just asked if I do their entire website.
We've got to somehow parlay that.
And I said no.
Oh, well, okay, never mind.
I said I'll do this police website, but no.
You know that all this is
I
on
don't
the show,
care.
Right?
No, it isn't.
Yeah, actually it is,
because
I'm not going to do any cutting.
Yeah,
that's work. I'm not going to be involved in that. All right, so
well, I didn't say anything.
And Baxter's
so.
Social Security number is. Jim cut.
They all know. Anyway, so, yeah, Rick, I think he's like an expert at identity theft as it is, so.
Uh-oh.
I have strange feelings about Rick.
Did you have strange feelings?
Not strange feelings for Rick.
Oh, sorry, okay.
About
I was just, yeah,
so does that mean
that.
I should update?
Death,
I have strange feelings for Scarlet is what.
Does that
oh,
mean I should
Scarlet.
Update this chat room to have Scarlet in it?
What's that?
Oh.
Because right now Reggie's in it.
Yeah, I change it.
We have somebody in the chat room?
No, this week.
Oh,
thing.
I see.
So by the time everybody hears this...
There. Yes.
Yeah, she's already there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, by the time everybody hears it, she'll be there. So, all right, okay, let's do this.
Oh, so you had changed her.
Yeah, we even changed her picture.
Well, that's what you have to do when it's a figment of Baxter's imagination.
Not a figment of my imagination.
Oh, yeah.
Look, see, you can even see
when
right
I
there.
When I hear it says, her voice, I'll believe it.
It says Scarlet Salem right there.
I can type all kinds of stuff in my little cheap Cricut phone, too. It doesn't mean it works.
Be nice or I'll start cruising pictures of Scarlet.
I don't have a problem with that.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he doesn't.
Not a problem.
Hello?
Oh, we'll see. There we go. Baxter effect.
Yeah, she won't pick up now.
Yeah, this is not funny. Answer the damn phone.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh,
there
she is. Yay.
Thank God you answered.
Baxter was sweating bullets.
All right.
What is going
on? Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Scarlett. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful, and it is very good to hear your voice. Could you do us a favor and give just a little bit of a bio on yourself?
Oh, God. Well, my name is Scarlett Salem, and I am a horror actress.
Nice pronunciation.
Out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The horror capital of the world.
I've been filming for a few years now and have done over 20 different projects.
Wow.
Pretty much all around the United States, so I guess I keep myself busy.
Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, you've done the horror movies, you've done some modeling, and what
else?
And
you've met Baxter.
You've met
me.
That's
true.
So you actually have a little bit of a love for paranormal, don't you?
I have a big love for it, actually.
Well, I will, you know, I have to bring this out right up front. Nobody thought that you were ever going to come on the show because...
We did not believe him.
Because
not one
they,
bit.
Everybody thought that I creeped you out.
Well, we know
yeah,
you
but
creeped
but for a year,
out.
For well, almost yeah. a year, she has had a little thing that says up and coming Scarlett Salem in the chat room, and I figured it was just a permanent part of the chat room at this point.
No, see,
how long has it been since I'd come on? Hasn't it been like a year?
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Well, I do apologize for the lateness, but hey, I'm here now and that's all that matters.
Well, that's excellent. I'll do
and
what
you've
I
made
can.
Back to
I'm not a segment of his imagination.
Okay, you've made him smile.
And
thank
I'll,
you.
I'll do what I can to not creep you out, so.
No, trust me. You guys are very normal compared to some people I know.
Well, that doesn't spend that
I don't
much
know
time
if
around.
I was in a room with these people.
That's
I agree
true.
With her.
Yeah, that's true. That's
we are
true.
Very normal.
Yes, you were.
Now, I will have to say that you have been the source of some paranormal activity around here. For some strange reason, these tongue marks keep appearing on my computer screen.
He only notices them in the morning.
Right. And I don't know where they're coming from.
What kind of mark?
He's creeping you out, isn't he? Stop it,
yeah,
Baxter. Stop it.
Sick bastards.
Yeah. That's
he is. No, that's a big comment when you know Joe Netter.
He's a saint.
Oh.
So, I know I've seen
yeah,
the certificate.
No
were you there when he flashed?
Oh,
oh she's always
she's seen him flash countless
that's a
times.
Normal everyday occurrence for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, that was my first time. I didn't know. No one gave me any warning.
Well, you don't get warning. It just
it's
once,
just all of a sudden the netter
there.
Happens.
Yeah.
We should have warned
you. Yes, yes. You knew I'm from Oklahoma. You know, we're not used to those things. Not like you Minnesotians.
Does it make you just want to squeeze it?
No, I did not have that.
I tried to slap it with a severed arm.
That's true, you did.
Slap it really hard next yeah. time he does that.
I tried, but he pulled his drawers
Jason
up real quick.
Took my cleaver from me, so I had no weapons. Excuse me, first
darn
Jason.
It. That would have been perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. But, yeah, we at least I saw, I was looking through some of your trailers today, and I saw the Ghostbusting 911.
Yes!
So how was that?
Oh, not only do I do film, I do, you know, TV episodes of different things.
And well, what's the story behind this? It looked like it was originally a little bit of a Reno 911 for Ghostbusting.
Pretty much the cross between Reno 911 and Cops meets the Ghostbusters.
That's awesome.
And we are on this
freaking
why?
Freaking amazing.
You didn't think of it? Why?
Well, we have to try to steal this idea.
Yeah, this is a concept that needs to be taken.
I like the wardrobe.
Yeah, we need to. I mean, we won't do it anywhere as well as they do it, but I did like the comments he was making that you get out of the shower with your hair dry and your makeup done.
You know what?
Yes, you did.
We purposely did it because, you know, a lot of bad old horror movies, have those kind of mistakes going on all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was
beautiful.
And we
were hoping people would catch that.
Yeah, that was funny as hell. That really was.
You do a good scream.
I was just going to say, that was just like kind of like a teaser trailer to the Ghostbuster 911.
Uh-huh.
I actually do become a Ghostbuster in the series.
Ah. Now, is this an ongoing project, or is this just
first
a one-time?
Ghostbuster.
That's cool.
Yeah, when and where and how do we find this?
Because we're jealous now.
Well, they aired season one already, and they're eventually going to put this on DVD and stuff. But they aired season one in Minneapolis, and then I start in season three.
Ah, okay.
So avoid it till season three.
It's going to take a little time, but they have a lot of... Episodes. I aired episode three.
Okay.
They'll probably be in a few months.
Okay. Now, is this going to be an ongoing thing? Are you going to be a permanent cast member?
I think I get killed off eventually, and I think we already filmed that, but I'm sure they'll have me back.
Now,
that's when you have too much work, when you can't remember when you last got killed off.
Hold on, you're talking to somebody that has been killed how many times in film? It's kind of repetitive at this point, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, either you're being blonde or you're trying to protect the secret. I'm not sure which.
Well, has she signed one of those contracts?
So maybe you get killed, maybe you don't. We don't know yet.
I just get killed off.
That's not that is a distinction that has to be made.
So that's the soap opera version of being killed.
So you can come back as like her evil twin sister later or
that's
something.
That's right.
I see.
Or triplet.
That works. Or you wake up and it was all a dream.
Right.
Yeah, that's the good old Dallas version. Perfect. Okay, so...
I'm losing it. I'm sorry.
He is having so much fun. That's Brian having so much fun watching your trailers.
I'm cruising trailers right now.
Yeah, he's a...
You know, and where are you finding him on my website?
No, actually, I'm finding him on YouTube.
Okay, cool. Because I was gonna say, I haven't updated my website in, like, a long time.
Yeah, that's where I was seeing him.
Speaking of that... I'm actually going to be getting a new web guy, and I'm going to be updating my website, like, all the time, so...
Ah, cool.
Look forward to that.
Very cool, very cool.
Well, we should do this, just so all the tens of listeners can tune in here.
Yes.
What is your website?
It's www.scarletsalem.net or .com. Either one will work.
Very cool. All right. So it's either one, network or .com.
Org?
Pretty much.
Or.
.org?
Not
She's
.org.
Having an effect on him. Let him be.
Probably won't. Okay. Excellent. That's a good one. Now, I see a lot of your, not that I've looked at your photos much,
He has looked at your photos a lot.
He's an advocate of my stuff.
He is. He really is.
Nator, you didn't have to be here today.
Right.
Yeah. I was nearby.
And you still... Did you have food you need to finish or
this
something?
This is a special
is there,
recording.
Is there something else you could be doing
right
now?
I'm okay. I got my vitamin water.
All right. Okay. Anyway, I noticed that one of the photographers that you use is H. Morgan, and you seem to have a lot of affection for this photographer. Tell us a little bit about her.
She's been my photographer for probably about 2 years now. Pretty much right when I started from the beginning, and she's pretty much my right-hand woman as far as anything and everything.
Cool. Now, what all kinds of projects are you doing with her?
We do a lot of horror, glamour type stuff, fashion. She also is starting to do video, so like we're making like little short, like movies, I guess you could say, little film clips.
Oh, that's
that are
cool.
Horror related.
That's cool. So just kind of little short films.
Yeah, I mean they're only like a few minutes long, but there's like a lot going on in that few minutes. it's you know, when we shoot together, we shoot, you know, a few hours, and we get a lot accomplished in a few hours.
Well, that's cool.
Somebody that films like we do, just go in and get it done.
Right, exactly.
Next project.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very cool. So, any word on when Terror Overload is going to be available on DVD?
I am hoping in a few months.
Really?
Right now we're starting to screen it in Minnesota. We actually have our first screening in a few weeks, June 5th and 6th in Minneapolis are screening it, so I'm really excited about that.
That's very cool. Now, the screening for that at Horrorfest went pretty good, right?
Oh, my God, it was great.
That's cool.
I would have to say there's probably between 50 and 70 people watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great response.
That's great. Very cool.
On top of that, it was my first time seeing it, so, like, I was totally stoked, and I'm very pleased with the outcome.
Oh, cool. Cool. So, now how is that when you get to see the movies that you're in for the first time? Are you usually pretty happy with it, or are you usually, like, wanting to kill the director?
I think if most actors can agree with me on this one, is we're kind of like, you know, depending on the film. Like, my first few films, I was like, oh, God, I can't watch. But now that I've, you know, done so many, I'm like, oh, God, I want to see it, and I'm really excited to see it. And with this film, I'm, like, really happy with, like, my acting and everything. So I'm... Some films, you know, you're like, ugh, but some other films are like, yeah, so great.
That's cool. Yeah, well, I have to say, all of us...
It's kind
of
like a growing process, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All of us, we're very excited to see it. So we're looking forward to...
So the official cut is when?
I don't know. I'm hoping in a few months. I guess I really don't know how that works. I think they're looking for a distributor. And then you got to kind of go through them, but... We might be able to get copies before then.
Lloyd Kaufman.
Well, we'll have to see what kind of style it is, whether Lloyd Kaufman would pick that up or not.
That's true.
Of course, he picks up anything.
It definitely would fit with Trauma.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put in a word for you. But now,
yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, we creep Lloyd out, too.
I was just going to say.
Lloyd loves us.
Yeah, that's true. He did share.
It takes a lot to creep that boy out.
Well, they did share the bed with him.
Well, yeah, I think it was crawling into bed with him. Yeah. Might have done it, but he was okay.
Oh, yes, you guys interviewed him, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From his bed. Yes. That was great.
Yeah, he was.
I saw the picture.
He's a fun guy.
Huh? There she is with Lloyd.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Brian is...
I think she might have a better effect on Lloyd than you.
Actually, you have everything that Lloyd lives for.
Yes, actually, yeah. We mentioned you to Lloyd, and he had a twinkle in his eye.
So. Aw, Lloyd's a sweetheart.
Yeah, or something.
Lloyd's
yeah.
a dirty old man.
Yeah, Lloyd's a pervert. That's all it is.
In a good way, but
yeah,
but not.
We love Lloyd. He's our kind of people.
Yeah.
But well, cool. What now? Do you have several other movies that you're waiting to come out?
Creepy.
That was from last year's Horrorfest.
Was it?
Yeah, that was in Denver. Yeah. Sorry,
you can't see the pictures. They're just describing pictures.
Yeah, it was you with the guy that was dressed up as it.
Pennywise.
Oh, yeah,
from
it.
Yeah, that was in Denver. So, but.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, we're sorry. What other projects have you got that you've finished and you're just waiting for them to come out?
Okay, I'm desperately waiting for Killer Biker Chicks.
Just watch the preview.
One, yeah, that's the one we shot in Vegas, and it's, you know, actually a pretty good budget. You know, a great cast, and that's one I'm definitely looking forward to.
Very cool.
That one, and then there's one called The Resist Evil Trilogy. I shot that in Iowa, and that is a really good cast in it, too. Fred Williamson, and then Tiffany Shepis is in that one, and then a few other big horror names are in there. I can't remember right now, but it's a three-part film, and I'm in the third part, and that one's going to be coming out sometime this year, too, so I'm really looking forward to that.
You know, the thing that really throws me about all this is all of this horror stuff that she's in and these other people we know, none of it's coming out of anywhere where I would have expected horror
Iowa?
Movies to become. Yeah, Iowa, Montana.
Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota,
Iowa, you know, Vegas.
Well, Vegas,
Chicago.
Yes.
Well, Vegas is like a horror film.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see that, definitely. Now, so following you on Twitter.
Who follows her on Twitter?
I do, so just shut up.
You follow me on Twitter?
Yeah.
No, that's not all he's following you on.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
right.
You know, and I'm sure that after tonight, she will be following me on Twitter as well.
Yeah, the charges will be dropped and everything will be okay.
Oh, for God's sakes. Okay, so anyway, I had read that you had read a script real recently here that actually had a good budget.
Yes. That one, I believe, the one I was talking about is called Hollow Point. And actually, Joe Netter wrote that one. And that one's going to be directed by Bobby Ray Akers Jr. And he also was a part of Black Friday.
Right.
I think that's coming out next year, but that had a really big budget and a big cast, too.
Cool. Yeah, I think Joe, when he was on a couple weeks ago, he was talking about that show, Hollow Point.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to film that. We're going to be actually filming that in Missouri.
See what I mean?
You know, you could film it in Wyoming, maybe.
Yeah, no one's filming in Oklahoma. What's up with that?
I just can't believe these places.
Well, yeah, I mean, usually
it's a hot place.
Yeah, usually you hear, you know, Hollywood, New York, stuff like that.
Well, you know, even like with, you know, B-horror, it's like, you know, where are you filming it?
Yeah. Bad part of Jersey.
Right. You expect that. Where are you filming it? You know, Idaho. No.
Missouri. The hard to spell states.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's cool about Missouri, as you guys know, I'm sure, I guess, you know, it's a really very active, haunted state. So I'm really looking forward to going down there. And I think we're filming at a really old bed and breakfast.
Now.
So maybe that's happened. We'll
now,
see.
Scarlett, have you ever had any paranormal experiences?
Not counting Baxter. I had to.
Okay, well, besides Baxter.
Can't edit that out.
Friggin' hilarious.
You know, what's really sad is, as much as I'm into spirits and the paranormal and everything, I have not really had a personal experience, but I filmed a movie last year called The City, and we filmed that in a really old abandoned factory in Minneapolis called the Soap Factory, and I guess that has a lot of paranormal activity in it. And we went to the basement, me and some of my actor friends who are also into the paranormal. We tried doing our own ghost hunting session, and we actually had some things happen.
Some things? Such as?
I had my camera down there, and, you know, we went pretty much to the dead center middle of the basement, and it's, you know, pitch dark and everything, no lights anywhere. And we asked some questions, like, is there anyone here with us? You know, can you let your presence be known, this and that. And I took some, and I actually got some, like, mist in the picture, and it wasn't my breath, because I tested it, and I took more pictures, and it didn't show up again. So that was really weird, and then it wasn't any like lone spots. You know what I mean? Dust spots. It was an actual mist.
I so wish you could have been able to see our lecture when you were in town, but that's okay. Go ahead.
There'll be other opportunities.
You know, it was like, you know, like, oh my God, well, you know. But and then another thing that happened was we stopped and we started asking more questions, and the light turned on, and we're like, okay. So we bolted out of the room, of course, you know. But then we went back down there, and we're like, okay, keep your composure. It could have been motion sensors. We went back down, and the light was off, and we were walking all around where the light came on, and it did not come on again. So that was really bizarre.
That sounds pretty cool.
But that's really about it, you know.
Well, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, that's more than a lot of people get to
honestly,
experience.
Other than that, if I was to encounter anything, I honestly don't know what I would do.
All you need is Baxter there. He'll take care of it.
You need to come hang out with us for a little while. So yeah, it's too bad you couldn't be here for one of our filmings of our TV show. Then we could have a guest.
That would be great.
We could have a guest investigator.
You guys, I don't know if I could handle it.
Yeah, but
no, you could.
You
but
could. Yeah.
This would be the one time that we want somebody.
I would totally go
screen
on the show with you guys. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, that would be a blast, and you could do your scream that you're so famous for.
And wouldn't it be great if she could kill you guys?
And they won't be real. It won't be fake.
If she gets to be the ones who kill y'all.
Well, I don't think we want to be killed on our TV show.
Oh, that's
it's a
right.
Reality
not on the
show.
TV show. But I mean, you know, on the movie.
Well, yeah, it'd be great if we could get in a movie and have Scarlett kill us.
Which reminds me of something completely off topic. Wasn't today a zombie tryout?
No, it was actually last week. We missed it. We missed it. We totally missed it.
What?
Oh, they were doing this zombie attack choreography for this movie, and we were going to go down and get involved in it and everything, and we totally spaced it.
It wasn't on their calendar.
Going.
Yeah, we screwed up.
They're very busy.
We're not professional actors. That's the problem. We're not really professional at anything. We're good. Yeah.
They're pretty good at acting.
We are good. Now, speaking of paranormal shows.
They're trying to talk their way into a part, Scarlett, just letting you know.
Yeah.
Actually, we're trying to talk our way into a part where we get killed is the problem.
Yeah.
So there's actually a kind of a contingency there.
Yeah. Well, not only do we want to get killed, we want to be killed as ourselves.
Because they don't act.
Will you leave us alone? Seriously.
Okay, so next time NSTS Productions and I come down there for a convention, we'll have to film like a really cool scene where we're killing you guys.
I'm all for it.
That would be great.
Yes.
That would be next year at Horror Fest.
Yes, we are there. We are there. Absolutely. That would be cool. Now, speaking of paranormal shows, is it just recently you've become a fan of Ghost Hunters?
No. Good. I just picked up season 42, that's the newest one, because I don't have cable, so I don't watch regular TV or anything.
Uh-huh.
So I gotta pick up the box sets. But, yeah, I've been watching it since, let's see, season 2,
I'm popular
maybe?
Tonight.
Okay. Oh, popular.
Season 2?
I am a huge fan.
Did you buy season 2?
Oh.
Did you buy season 2?
I got all of them.
Oh, okay. What you want to do is you want to take season 2 and pop in the extra features disc. And then you can...
Are you guys on there?
You can watch me on there at my lowest of lows.
Yep, Brian's there.
Oh my God, I gotta see that.
I'm on the bonus investigation, yeah.
You're a bonus.
Yeah. I was too good for television.
That's right.
This is the first time and probably the last time Brian will ever be referred to as a bonus.
That's true.
Oh my gosh, I totally will watch that.
But yeah, you got to watch that. You know, I had mentioned to you that we've known those guys for a long time. And because of the TV aspect of it, we're not as big of fans as we used to be. And I don't want to spend too much time
thrashing another group.
Yeah, well, and pooping on, you know, Scarlett's.
That's not Baxter. That's just not the way you roll.
Well, yeah. The thing is
yeah, it is.
I attack people that have an axe to grind, and Scarlett doesn't. So there won't be any.
I've seen her movies. Occasionally, she does.
That's true. That's true. All right. Cleaver's
always the
best. All right. Doomed to Consume is for sale.
Doomed to Consume.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So yeah, now we're going through the for sale section here.
Right. I love that shirt.
Clothing too.
Clothing with instructions.
What side are you on?
Not for the squeamish.
What? Not oh, okay.
Oh, he's on the not.
Brian's
for the
on the not for the squeamish productions
site.
Now. Website.
He's
so.
In the store.
Oh, cool.
So we're doing a little advertising for them now on the show. So as you can see, like I told you, this is the most disorganized piece of shit show you'll ever be on. So
I want you to know, Scarlett, I didn't say that.
You know, that's okay. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, this is definitely fun. Okay, so what about Ghost Hunters really has you hooked?
What
about Ghost Hunters has you hooked?
Everything. I like the people who do it, and I don't know, just they seem to have a lot of like different things they find, you know, that people can hear and watch, and it's really interesting.
So would
like
you
all the different EVPs and, you know, everything they find, it's just really cool to hear all that and see it.
Now, if you were to find out, not that this is, you know, true or anything.
Ruin it for me.
That everything on that show is absolutely real. We'll just leave it right there.
We'll leave it right there.
Yep.
It's as real as the movies.
It's as real.
No, I heard different things, but, you know, I'm still like the guys and everything, and Well, still, I don't know. I just like the show, I guess.
Well, all you have to do is...
I'm sorry.
Just, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Max
it's,
still likes you anyway.
It's okay to be entertained by that program.
Exactly. The show was designed to keep you enthralled and entertain you, so that's good. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I will say that season one is probably the most accurate of how things really are in all their seasons.
And is that why nobody's buying it?
So. Actually, we figured
it
out.
That, you know, then I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Season two...
Yeah.
The day that I was with them was the last time that they actually held their act together completely.
Really?
Yeah. Then the next night was
true,
the Stanley.
The next night was the Stanley, and that was...
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll definitely have to see you on there. That'd be cool.
It's pretty funny, and after you see that, if you have any questions, Brian can tell you all the inside stories
There's
of
no
how it all goes.
Stories.
That's why he's the bonus.
It's just,
I don't also want to hear the inside story.
Yeah,
well, no, they're funny.
It's just like filming any other movie.
It's they're funny. It's like, you know, when they walk up to shake his hand, you know, for the first time, it was like filmed 15 times and to get everything right. And you know, the reality.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Well, when you're shooting with one camera and have to get three angles.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to shoot over and over.
The reality aspect of the reality show kind of fades a little bit. But, you know, and then they were there for, how long does the episode say that they were there?
It was, they show the date was wrong. They show that we were there for like 16 hours and we were there for like three.
Right.
A little continuity
error. Yeah. It was kind of...
Yeah,
interesting.
It was pretty funny. But Brian got to sit with Brian quite a bit.
I like Brian. He's a geek.
And found out what a Star Wars geek he is. So
nice. Yeah. We should have him come to Horrorfest then if he's such a big, you know.
We keep talking about that.
Yeah,
I got to get a hold of him.
We were
but
just
Baxter,
talking about that. We'll have him come out.
In charge of that?
No, I am not.
No, thankfully, Kathy's in charge of that.
Oh, then it might happen.
Yeah.
I can get her his contact info, or get her, his contact.
His contact, So that,
brain fade.
We'll get him out there for that. He'll probably be a pretty good draw anyway.
Oh my God, yeah.
We can have another coming out party.
Yes. Poor Brian.
It was so funny. He said that he was going to, let me rephrase this. He was throwing a big party because he was coming back to paranormal research. But he referred to it as his big coming out party. So,
that's interesting.
Yeah. It didn't go over very well.
Mistake. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I'll mention a few movies that I am going to, a few more movies I'm going to be doing this year.
Cool.
We're doing another one with NFTS Productions called Strip Club Slasher.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Strip club, me too.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll be filming that in the fall at some point. We're looking for a budget, so you know you got to get some investors in there and stuff. But
right.
So that'll be cool. And then another one that I will be doing is Bobby Ray Acres. Also, besides Hollow Point, is I'm going to do a scene for one of the films called Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And
not the Thanksgiving.
This is a different one. It's Thanksgiving with an X.
Oh.
Okay.
T-H-A-N-X-giving.
Because if you remember in Grindhouse, they had the short Thanksgiving, and they're going to be doing it.
Oh, is it full length?
I see. Okay, so, and how was that?
I don't know. We're going to be filming that in fall.
Oh, okay.
Also.
You're going to be filming. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so, I'm also doing, I was promoting it at the convention, but I'm doing another film it's called Opposite Blood, and it's a martial arts film.
Ah.
I heard her talking. Yeah, you were saying at Horror Fest that you were training to beat people up, so.
Yeah.
That sounded like fun.
So, yay, Scarlett.
I'm really excited for that one.
So when I see
you next year, I'll be able to kick all your asses.
I'll stand behind you, Scarlett, on that one.
Okay. You can do it with me.
Yeah. I need to practice again.
And then you can do the moves, you know, when you get this yes.
What training are you taking for that?
I'm just going to be doing, probably, I'm thinking some simple, martial arts type stuff. Like different kicks and punches and things like that.
Okay, so you're not going to be going into any particular style or.
You know, I'm not quite sure yet. I just know they want to do some training with me because they want to look as, you know, obviously real as possible.
Right.
And if you need a practice person, I'm sure Baxter would be willing.
Okay. You know,
to put on the padding and.
Nator?
Actually, it's too bad that Helms isn't around. He could have.
Oh yeah,
taught her a thing
that's,
or
that's
two.
True. You remember the movie Cabin Fever? You know who Matt Helms is, right?
I love Cabin Fever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of our buds. Keeps avoiding us lately, though.
He's too busy dancing.
Yeah, that's right. He's doing ballet right now. Matt Helms, the pancakes kid in Cabin Fever.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I guess that kid's, like, major into that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now he's major into ballet, so.
Yeah, he figured out that if he learned ballet and practiced really hard, he would be one straight male among a lot of women.
Yes, he did.
And nice. He's so smart.
Yeah. He was right, too.
Yeah. He is right. Smart boy. I worked at the ballet.
So, yeah, he's kind of happy right now, so.
I heard he cut his hair or something.
Yeah, he did just before last year's Horror Fest.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, it was time. It was time for a change.
Yeah. Like.
So he did have the same hairstyle since he was, what, 4?
Well, at least.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Yeah, so, but yeah, he's pretty high up there in the old martial arts training, so.
Yeah, when he was 15, he was a fifth-level black belt?
I think so, yeah.
That's right. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And then when you add ballet to it.
Yeah.
He'd dance you to death now. Yeah.
Well, I remember when we had him here in the studio for an interview, and I opened up the show with Gay Bar.
Oh, that's true.
And which is, if you've got the DVD for Cabin Fever. They put that music to one of his routines. And so he wasn't very appreciative about that. So I started the show with that song, and he threatened me with one of my swords.
What's the name of the band?
Electric Six.
Electric Six. I got to show you something.
So yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, that was very entertaining. But we don't want to take up too much more of your time. You've stayed on with us a lot longer than I was expecting you to, and a lot longer. Well, it's a lot longer than Nator expected you to, too, I think.
Well, I didn't really believe you. I really didn't believe you. I thought he had totally made you up.
Now, could you do me a favor, Scarlett?
Yeah.
Could you tell everyone in Radioland what you think of me?
You don't have to, Scarlett. You don't have to.
Freak.
Just what you think
Just
of me
in Chinese.
As a person.
Anybody that hangs out around me has got an issue, so.
Just let everybody know that I'm a good guy.
However you want
of
to
course.
Say that.
Yep, that was it right there. That's
that
enough.
Was so well
that
done.
I'm gonna put some crickets chirping in on that, I think.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Well, good talking to you again.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing what happens with you this next year, and we're looking forward to seeing you next year at Horror Fest. And who knows, maybe we'll get to go on tour somewhere and see you at another convention outside
like
of Denver.
Like in Missoula.
So,
that
yeah.
would be great, guys. Thanks so. Again.
You have a wonderful night, and we'll have to have you on again next time you've got new stuff to let us know.
I definitely will.
Cool. Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Told you, fuckers.
She was absolutely charming.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right. So.
And that really was Scarlett?
Yes, that was Scarlett.
Well, she just seems so nice and friendly to you.
All right, so before we get into Electric Six too much, oh yeah, I've seen this video. It's pretty funny. Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to us live in the studio. So you guys have a good one. Talk to you later. All right, there it was. Proof.
That was good.
Absolute proof.
I have breaking news,
take
though.
That off.
Can I have a breaking news?
Yeah, we need for you to have a breaking news, as a matter of fact.
I have two breaking newses, then we can go.
Okay. I want you to go for it, then.
I need breaking news noise.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good news of the day, Who Forded is back.
Yay!
Part two.
And they're back!
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Wait, I have control.
He's lost letting. Control. Okay. It's the Scarlet Effect.
Ooh, that's good. Part two. They have their top story in the Who Forwarded News, which I just have to read the press release that they posted. The producer of MTV's hit docudrama... I have to stress that point.
And no quotey fingers.
Laguna Beach seeks attractive women with experience and interest in paranormal research for a new reality TV show. Our new show will feature women conducting paranormal research and looking fabulous doing it.
They already did Hot Chicks and Scariest Places. Yeah.
Yeah, but they want people that are actually interested in it, not just terrified and hiding on the bed.
I liked what they did.
I think it was probably the best paranormal TV show.
You would probably be the creepy guy on the TV. How?
Very nice job, ladies. Yes.
Can you cheer for me?
Yes. I need you not to make up a cheer.
That was such a good
Please
show.
Please do it in your panties.
That guy
was really weird.
It was you.
It was
Don't
Jigsaw. He doesn't
your
work.
Your hand is too big.
That's okay.
Ladies. I need you to...
Barry White, the orb.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Barry White kind of was an orb.
Kind of. He got that way, didn't he?
Big dude. Well, are we done for the evening?
Was that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
And, yep.
And we are really...
Busbusters.
Yeah. We are really glad that Who Forwarded is back.
Yeah, we are. We're grateful, and we're going to get them on next week. Maybe.
We're going to try. We'll see. If not, we may be showing our lecture from Skepticamp.
That's a possibility.
So we might be. I don't know.
Cool.
Or maybe we'll get a hold of Jed.
And you're not advertising the lectures and the, upcoming? And
let's see. The lectures. Everybody be in Boulder on the 5th.
Speak up.
Yeah. Be in Boulder on the 5th because we're having a lecture at the university, Hale Science Auditorium. Room 240?
There's some flyers behind
me. Yeah, I just put them in my pocket.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we got the one on the 5th. You can go to my Facebook. You can go to my MySpace.
RockinMountainParanormal.com.
We've got all the flyers on there. This coming Saturday, Saturday, we are doing a lecture up at the Brook Forest Inn in Evergreen, Colorado. Be there at 7 o'clock if you'd like to eat dinner first.
No, you're not.
Lecture starts at 8.
Yes, we are.
No, it doesn't. Don't hit me.
That's it.
Disconnect
him.
You just have earned yourself.
And then coming up on the, 23rd?
Now, why would you do that?
It's 23rd, right?
The 23rd of what?
Next month.
28th.
Or 28th of next month.
28th of next month. June 28th. Yeah. And that is a Sunday!
We will be back at the... Yak
and Yeti. Yes, we're going to be doing another lecture at the Yak and Yeti, talking about the... see, now I'm bleeding into your mic. And see, so now I have this weird kind of dual thing. Anyway, we're going to be doing a lecture at the Yak and Yeti about the Yak and Yeti, much like at the Brook Forest, we do the lecture about the Brook Forest. Now, the lecture on the 5th, if you're keeping score at home, will be the science of the paranormal.
Are there people still listening?
Nope. Are we out of here? Outro.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, we got to go watch a TV show for a second.
That's right. We're going to go watch a TV show. And we're not going to say which one.
Yeah, because we don't want to promote it.
We don't want to promote this show, so we're not going to say which one it is.
So, but good night, all.
You guys have a great night, and we'll, whatever. Good night.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid. So stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. And now I believe them. You're not cool.